the big thing this week was on Sunday after watching Big Brother, because you know I'm a Big Brother fan. Excuse me. That I'm a Big Brother fan. I was able to join Adam and Big Fatty on their new podcast called But First, which is a Big Brother recap show. And I don't know if you probably heard it by now. I don't know. But although I don't know, are they on Facebook? I don't know if they're on iTunes yet or not. But anyway, I thought I saved that. Oh, I did. Oh, that noise is driving me crazy. Yeah, they got week two on there. And yeah, okay, so you should listen to that But First podcast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, that noise is driving me crazy.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2742. I say chew. I'm the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 31st of July, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a Pride 48 update for you and some voice letters. Yes, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, ball droppers. Hey, that's vulgar. Everyone, I hope you're too. I say choosy is going well. Y'all, your ball drop us today because y'all, a mere 5 months from today, we'll be going to Ben Grauer. We'll be going to Ben Grauer out there in the Times Square for our annual dropping of the ball. From the what used to be the New York Times building. It's not that anymore. Y'all, can you believe it? The year is just zooming. It is zooming past us. Yes, Big Fatty, it's going as fast as poop goes through Dr. Stone's colon after he opens the door to his hacienda after being on a 2-week vacation. Big Fatty, that was a long explanation. You can say that again. Big Fatty, it's faster. Never mind. Y'all, Sunday night, prior to old Crooked Hat and I recording the first Big Brother recap show, y'all, we had special guest Alex Lefebvre on there, and y'all go over there and listen to it. It's already posted over there in the iTunes. But y'all, before all of that, we had a suits meeting to discuss Pride 48 in Orleans, and y'all, it's getting, it'll be here before you, yes, Big Fatty, it's less than a month away. In fact, a month from now, it'll be over, it's true. Y'all, I will tell you that things are progressing at breakneck speed, and y'all, I want you all to pull out your mark and calendar and mark down Sunday evening, August the 5th, that's this coming Sunday, at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And be over there in the chat room for the State of the Station. Now, y'all, this is not just for podcasters, and it's not just for those people going to New Orleans. It's for everybody who wants to participate, because you know the chat room is very important, and we're going to have a raffle. We're going to have a raffle down there, and you don't have to be present to win the prizes. And y'all, let me just say, we've got some nice prizes coming in every day. But y'all, this Sunday night, we hope to announce the schedule of when all the different little shows are, and tell you about the additional events that are being planned for that weekend. And y'all, I think it's just going to be lovely. So y'all, that's this coming Sunday night, August the 5th at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. We'll see you over at Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, I'll be there with bells on. Why are you wearing bells, Big Fatty?
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing, Poodle?
Lovely.
You doing well?
Yes.
Looking good.
Yes, thank you. And you?
You do look good, Poodle.
Oh, thank you.
Ick's with me.
Oh, hi,
Ick.
Hello, Ick.
Hello, Big Fatty. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
We just wanted to leave a message.
Okay.
To say that next week, probably around the time that you play this on the show, me, Shy Yeti,
yes.
I'm heading up to Scotland.
Oh.
Probably with Ick.
Oh,
you are coming,
lovely.
Aren't you, Ick?
Yes, I think so. Yes,
oh,
definitely.
Lovely.
You remember last year when Ick and I made friends with the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie?
Yes, I remember.
Ick and I and some of the other regulars, we all made friends with Nessie.
Yes, I remember.
He came down to London, and I know he became quite a big fan of the little show.
Went to the Harrods, if I remember correctly.
We're hoping to catch up with him when we go up to Scotland.
Just
so, I don't know, I just wondered if you had any messages
that
you wanted me to pass on.
Ask him.
You know, it's the Loch Ness Monster. Oh. Where's the kilt?
Trying to think. It's an excellent question.
He might wear a kilt. Maybe when he goes to parties and things.
Excellent question.
Good point.
Yes.
Do you think he wears underwear?
No.
Do I think Nessie wears underwear?
No.
I'm not sure. Big Fatty doesn't wear underwear, so possibly Nessie doesn't either.
Take it off.
I don't know.
Remove it.
Doesn't bear matching there.
What?
Which one? Big Fatty not wearing underwear, or Nessie not wearing underwear?
How dare you?
Both of them.
How dare you?
I suppose you have to be very confident that you're not going to... Well,
what? Who cares?
Shot,
yes. You don't
you
want
to... You need to have that sort of confidence.
What if you shot yourself and just hits the ground?
Creep up on you, don't they?
Oh, yes.
I don't want to be crept up on by a shark.
No, oh,
well,
no.
Exactly. Nobody
well,
does.
that's how sharks are. They creep up on you.
Be prepared, because you just don't know when it's going to strike
it's
them.
You cannot be prepared for
a
shot.
You don't wear underwear, then.
All over the ground.
Just, you might end up leaving a trail.
Yeah, a trail. The shark trail. It's like Hansel and Gretel,
talking about this?
You just follow the shark to get to grandmother's house.
Whether Big Fatty or Poodle had any messages. We can pass on to Nessie.
Well, get some.
Should we just say hi from you?
Please do. And how about cake?
We'll try and record a message whilst we're at Scotland and send it on.
That'd be lovely.
We just thought we'd say hi before we went.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
Yes. Oh, I hear the peepers in the background.
Take care, Big Fatty. Take care, Poodle.
Bye.
And we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you for calling, Big Fatty.
Bye, Poodle.
Yes. Oh, bye-bye, peepers. Oh, dear. Gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti and Ick and Paul and Ick. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voices, and have a lovely time up there in Scotland. You know, you've got to go to the nether regions of Scotland, up above Edinburgh. And Glasgow and all, and I think it's up there near Inverness. Big fatty Inverness, don't you take a medicated salve for your Inverness? Something like that. Y'all, speaking of a medicated salve for your Inverness, y'all, last for right was St. Olaf's Day over there in the Faroe Islands. And y'all, I had a couple of comments over at the BFO. I just wanted to read them. Miss Beaver said, "Talk, thanks, dear. By the way, who was that old woman you were talking to at the end of the bar?" Well, it's the old gal. That was the old gal. Oh, okay. Straight Bob said, "Money issues. Can't believe I'm the first to come up with leave a penny, take a penny in the sling room." Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. Miss Beaver said, "Big Fatty, every time you play the music," meaning the Ferozzi National Anthem, "I stand up, well, as much as I can with all that O-L in my head." I don't know what O-L is. Big Fatty, she got something in her head. Love you, sweetheart. Straight Bob and Miss Beaver, thank you so much for that. Big Fatty, I thought this was the voice letter segment. Well, it is. Well, play another one.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler. It is Wednesday, the 18th of July, and in exactly 5 weeks and 2 hours' time, I will be on the plane to America. 5 weeks. That means I have to lose 3 kilos a week, which is 15 pounds in your olden day measurements. Oh, boy, I'm going to have to turn bulimic.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Batman. You know, he'll be down there. First of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Scotty, yes, that call came in. It'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow, so that'll be just 3 weeks as of tomorrow. That you'll be on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano. I'm based on your time frame, you've probably already lost a third of that 15 pounds. So I'm sure you're down 7 or 8 pounds by now. anyway, Big Fatty, that's not a third of 15. Scotty's a go-getter. He's on the fast track. Yes, Big Fatty, the fast track. Kind of like when you got a shark, you're on the fast track. So, Scotty, looking forward to seeing you, and we'll enjoy some Big Fatty with Scotty can walk down Bourbon Street and people can yell out, "Show us your tit, Big Fatty." I don't believe I was that vulgar.
Meow, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the coal mine in my office. I was just waiting on traffic to die and looked up and it's 6:45. We were busy, being fat, mostly. Things here are going very, very well, as you knew that they would. I still hate the skull. I think there was some confusion about that, and I wanted to clear that up for Bob and that crew. I know I wasn't very clear, so I hate her. New skull is being the old skull, so that's going well, and there's some poopy pants right now with that. New girl, we haven't decided yet. She's, we don't know. She's got a little bit of the tood, and so do we, so we're not really sure how those two toods are going to mesh. We're still fighting. The ladies here have decided we need a puppy, and I am adamant that we do not need a puppy because Larry Klein and I will get stuck taking care of said puppy and taking puppy home and feeding puppy and picking up puppy poop. And quite honestly, I come to work, so I don't have to deal with that at home. So, but whatevs. We're redoing everything that you've done, but it's nothing personal. That was Big Fatty style. And as I have reminded someone, Big Fatty don't work here no more. So you're just going to have to deal with Vader style. Then we finally got the approval to order a risograph. Oh, so we can finally just stop being fat about things and just run things on cold copies. Unfortunately, I think that's got to go up in my office. I think that was part of this deal because we've run out of space. We have started demolition in Larry Cly's old office. So that's going to become a studio. It could be a podcast studio, but not for... But that's for Coal Mine Podcast, not for the Big Fatty Podcast. All right, that's all I got. I keep meaning to call you so we can be fat and go out to eat or something now that I don't have to look at you every day. You seem more tolerable. So, all right, well, enjoy sleeping all day and pretty much Walnut Hills-ing it up. Meh.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get an update on the coal mine, and Veda, it's a very informative call there. I do hope you were clear enough on this call to set Bob straight, B. Ready? Good luck with that. And Veda, I don't know what a risograph is. Is that like a spirograph? Big Veda, I love the spirograph and the spin art. Congratulations on getting that risograph. Yes, Big Veda.
Yeah, hi, Big Veda. It's RT Cruiser, and I've just got a Pride 48 New Orleans related question. So play that music.
Big Veda, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question is all about Pride 48. Y'all, it comes to us from the future, from that RT Cruiser. RT Cruiser, who will be at Pride 48? What you got?
Now, with the Pride 48 this time, we're not doing breakfast with Big Fatty, but we're bar hopping with Big Fatty. Now, if we're going to any leather bars, am I going to need to pack a studded codpiece and my leather chaps? Okay.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is RT Cruiser from the future. And first of all, RT, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from the future. And this is an excellent question because, you know, as we heard from Scotty earlier, it's just about 3 weeks before they'll be heading here to the U.S. of A. Before heading down there to New Orleans. And RT Cruiser, I can let me just answer your question by telling you what Big Fatty's taking. I'm not taking any leather, none at all. I may take my club vest, the horror club vest, but that'll be it. So if you want to get all dolled up, that's fine. But it's going to be hot as hell down there. And the last thing you want to have on is cow. Beep, ready? But RT Cruiser, we will be going to some vulgar balls. Yes, Big Fatty, wear your knee pads. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I didn't get a chance to tell you what all I did today. I guess I'll have to tell you that. But I will tell you, I'm all out of voice letters, y'all. Big Fatty, you've caught up. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard Archer. He's going to do his gangbang show down there in New Orleans. And Archer, when you listen to the BFO, what's the first thing in your mind?
Oh, that noise is driving me crazy.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's not anything special just to him. That's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.